AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Even as President Biden announced what he called a historic framework with Democrats on his sweeping domestic policy package, the AP's Sagar Magani reports their support remains in question.
Democratic leaders have been struggling to align their own members. In the House, progressives like Ilhan Omar had their own priorities and like the framework. She just wonders if Senate holdouts Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema do too.
I do hope that these senators are actually going to be on board with the framework.
Sinema says she looks forward to getting it done, but Manchin's less committal.
This is all in the hands of the House right now.
Where Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the package transformational.
We're on a path to get this all done.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden is on his way to Europe. He'll be attending climate summits. Facing criticism over revelations he puts profits over people, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced he is changing the company's name to Meta.
The next platform and medium will be even more immersive, an embodied internet where you're in the experience, not just looking at it. And we call this the metaverse.
But Zuckerberg says the metaverse experience is not here yet. Whistleblower documents show Facebook did little to rid the platform of hate, political strife, and misinformation around the world. A 60-year-old Oklahoma man, John Marion Grant, who stabbed a prison cafeteria worker to death in 1998, is scheduled to be executed today. It will be Oklahoma's first attempt to administer the death penalty since a series of flawed executions more than 6 years ago. The Attorney General in California, Rob Bonta, has issued a consumer alert warning about illegal potent cannabis edibles for sale that are being packaged to look like snack and candy brands that are popular with children and teens. North Carolina Republican Senator Richard Burr and his brother-in-law are under investigation for insider trading. The Dow finished up 239 points. This is AP News. Coronavirus restrictions will restrict attendance from representatives of Pacific Island nations at the UN Climate Summit in Scotland.
The Pacific Island nations' absence means the conference known as COP26 may not hear much from countries most threatened by climate change, despite contributing only a fraction of the world's emissions. Small island nations were crucial in setting up the ambitious goals adopted in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. With smaller teams of lower-ranked officials in Glasgow, their negotiators will be at a disadvantage, even as the outcome of the summit may imperil the very existence of these island nations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Online giant Amazon reported a drop in third-quarter profits and sales as the pandemic-induced online splurging eased. Amazon is one of the few retailers that has prospered during the pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.